Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another weekly edition of Manna from Heaven. We begin a new series today, this Monday, the last day of February, and this series is entitled, No Need to Fear. We had a wonderful, wonderful Sunday service yesterday, the 27th of February. The Lord really blessed his people. We all came out. We had a wonderful day, a day full of meetings. And we handed out the monthly newsletter. And if you look at your monthly newsletter, I'm going to be spending the entire month looking at Isaiah 41, verse 10. This is the way it'll break down. Starting today, February the 28th through March the 4th, The series title is No Need to Fear, and the portion of scripture that I'm going to be dealing with is in the text, the first part of the text, which says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." We're going to be spending the first 5 days on that phrase, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Then starting on Monday, March 7th through the 11th, the series title is Be Not Dismayed. Then we pick it up where it says, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Then March the 14th through March the 18th, we begin with the series title, God's First I Will. It says there, "I will strengthen thee." Then starting Monday, March 21st through the 25th, I'm going to be teaching God's second I will, and that is, "Yea, I will help thee." The first one is, "I will strengthen thee." The second one is, "I will help thee." Then March the 28th through April the 1st, I'm going to be teaching on God's third I will, which says, "Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So the whole text reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this month, the month of March, a month of great expectation. We are praying, we are working, we are believing that God is going to meet us. As we work, he will come alongside us and work with us, increase his church both spiritually and numerically. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. We pray for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of evangelical activity. Bless our work. Favor it. Bless it and prosper it. We pray in Jesus' name. Today, I want to give you just a brief introduction before we get into the actual text itself. I want to give you a brief introduction to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. What is Isaiah 41 about? And what can we glean from Isaiah and his book? First of all, let me say to you that some scholars have called Isaiah the evangelical prophet, the evangelical prophet. The word evangel means good news, and Isaiah is the prophet that preaches good news in Jesus Christ. So he's called the evangelical prophet. One of the wonderful things that makes us evangelicals is, one, the good news is free. No evangelical sells the gospel. The gospel is free. Jesus said to his disciples, to his first evangelical preachers, he said, "Freely you have received, freely you are to give." So the good news is that coming to Jesus doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to buy anything. We're not selling Jesus junk. We're not selling, you know, Jesus wristbands. We're not selling Jesus bandanas. We're not selling you anything. In fact, the prophet Isaiah says, "Come and buy, you that have no money." That's right. You can buy with no money. Why? Because the gospel is free. It's a free transaction. That's what grace is. Grace is God saving you freely. You do nothing. You bring nothing. You pay God nothing. It is free. This concept is found throughout Isaiah's book. And so again, some scholars have called Isaiah the evangelical prophet. the prophet of the evangel, or the prophet of the good news. The good news that Jesus saves. And yes, yes, Jesus saves, and he's not charging you in the back, at the back end. You know how some people say, listen, you can get this deal is so good. And then later on you find out that there were fees along the way, or hidden fees. And when you look at the bill, you can't believe the bill when the salesperson was telling you it was free. And then you realize it was, some things were free. The introductory offer was free, but they hit you up on the back end. That's not the gospel. The gospel is free, all free. So he's called the evangelical prophet by some. By others, he's called the fifth evangelist. Some would place them right next to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because Isaiah is so focused on the ministry of Jesus Christ. For no other Old Testament author, writer, prophet, preacher wrote more about Jesus Christ and his soul-redeeming ministry than Isaiah did. So that's the first thing I want you to consider about the man whose text we are studying, and we feel at home with Isaiah. Why? Why do we feel at home? Because even though he's in the Old Testament, he is so New Testament. Isaiah, you know, Isaiah is an Old Testament book. But since he's looking at Christ and describing Christ and the glories of Christ and his redeeming ministry, he is Old Testament, but he looks and sounds so New Testament, and the book is just so appealing. The second thing I would have you to consider concerning Isaiah is Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 records God's assurance to his covenant people, Israel, that he would yet again save and protect them. You know, that same reassurance that you have in Isaiah 41, God gives to his church today. And what reassurance is that? That he will save us. Anytime we get into trouble, God will show up to do what? Save us. And this is why, since God is definitely on our side and he reassures us of that, we fear nothing. So again, Isaiah 41 records God's assurance to what people? His covenant people, Israel, that he would yet again save. The Lord not only saves you once, my brothers and sisters, when you come to Christ, he saves you from the penalty of sin and death and hell. He saves you from that. He saves you unto himself. He brings you unto himself. But then throughout your Christian walk, we get into trouble, or trouble comes knocking on our door, or trouble finds us along our pilgrim way. And when we come across trouble, when trouble is nipping at our heels, God reassures us that he will do what? He will save you again. And not just save you, but protect you, put a hedge of protection around you, or have his angels encamped round about you as a hedge of protection. So that same pledge that you find here in Isaiah 41 to the old covenant people Israel is the same pledge made to us today. This is why the text is so applicable. And then the final thing I want you to note concerning Isaiah is that he can also be dubbed, labeled, called the Fear Not Prophet. Why? Well, because he writes the phrase fear not many times. Here they are. Let's look at these for a moment. Let's look at Isaiah and why it's okay. If someone calls him the Fear Not Prophet, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Because here in Isaiah 41:10, he says, fear not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Then if you go down to verse number 13, it says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. In the next verse, verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So here in Isaiah 41, you find the phrase fear not three times. Once in verse 10, once in verse 13, once in verse number 14. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, this is what the Lord says. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that has formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. In that same chapter, 43, in the fifth verse, it says this. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. In Isaiah 44, verse 2, it says, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. In verse 8 of chapter 44, it says, fear not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Fear not. Fear not, I'm with you. In Isaiah 51, verse number 7. Isaiah 51, 7 says, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. And then in chapter 54, verse number 4, Isaiah gives his last fear not. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and thou shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. So notice, numerous times in the book of Isaiah, especially in the latter chapters of his great book, do we find the phrase, fear not. So, we'll leave it there today with you knowing that Isaiah is called the evangelical prophet, that many consider him to be the fifth evangelist, that this book or this chapter, Isaiah 41, is a chapter in which God reassures his people that they never need fear, and that Isaiah is known as the fear not prophet, recording the words of God again and again when God tells his people so many times, fear not. Well, saints, we'll be back tomorrow to break down what does the phrase fear not mean. And I hope it'll bless you. I hope this series will minister to you. If you know someone who is going through a storm, someone who is losing sleep at night, someone who is extremely faint-hearted and scared about what awaits them tomorrow, encourage them to tune in to this one-month series. They will be blessed. Why do I know they will be blessed? because the word of God blesses any soul that turns to it. So encourage. You have a day. You have some hours to tell some people you know who are going through it and they don't know how they're going to make it. And they're full of fear. They're frightened. They're worried about tomorrow. They're worried about this world that we live in. They're worried about their future. And the reason why they're worried is because they have failed to understand that God tells his children, fear not. Fear not, for I am with thee. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Looking forward to ministering the word. Don't forget that tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we have our glorious weekly prayer meeting. We start out with a half hour of Bible Institute training where Sister Linda Hart, our gracious teacher and leader, will be sharing the word from 7 to 7:30, and then at 7:30, she'll be leading us in prayer. Well, God bless, and fear not.
Fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord.
Oh.